6i. Listen to four examples of dumb crimes. Fill in the table while you listen. Which four crimes are mentioned? Choose from the list below.
Dumb and dumber, the world's worst criminals. We seem to be endlessly fascinated by crime and the people who commit it. So much of our fiction, television, and cinema is about crime. Who did it and how? And about the detectives that track them down. Sometimes villains outsmart the police. More often they get caught. In real life, however, there are some criminals who are so hopelessly incompetent that very little detective work is needed.
Which was a surprising defeat for the Philadelphia Flyers. And now for something completely different. A roundup of this week's contenders for the dumbest crimes ever. These guys are too witless to be trusted with their own PIN number, never mind a stolen one. Number one. This guy's only job was to guard the door while the other members of the gang robbed a small bank in Parana, Brazil. While they held up the cashier, our man, brandishing not one but two guns, managed to shoot himself in the foot. The rest of the gang escaped with $16,000 in cash, but the injured man was arrested when he limped out into the street. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary says that to shoot yourself in the foot means, and I quote, to inadvertently make a situation worse for yourself, or to demonstrate gross incompetence. Well, I think we can safely say that this Brazilian wannabe bank robber shot himself well and truly in the foot, literally and figuratively. Now, I'm sure that breaking and entering is a tiring business. The planning, the adrenaline rush, all that stuff. But most burglars have the sense to defer taking a nap until they're safely home with their loot, right? Not so criminal number two. High on Valium and vodka, he broke into an apparently empty house in Whitley Bay, England. He roamed the house, helping himself to whatever took his fancy. But the excitement obviously got too much for him, and he decided to take a nap in the homeowner's empty bed. He was awoken by the local police and sentenced to 18 months for burglary. Note to thieves, duh, don't sleep on the job. Dumb crime number three hails from Queensland, Australia, where two thieves broke into the premises of a company called FleetLink GPS. They stole over $13,000 worth of equipment, including half a dozen in-car navigators used by transport companies to monitor their fleets. Australia's a big place, of course, and companies need to know where their vehicles are at all times. Anyway, for some time, the police didn't have a clue where the equipment was, though the company's manager didn't seem unduly worried. He was hopeful that the crooks would eventually plug in the GPS monitors because, he said, it looks like something to plug in. Unbelievably, that is exactly what the culprits did 5 days after the heist. The software and the GPS system instantly informed FleetLink exactly where the stolen equipment and the thieves were located. After having a good laugh, FleetLink employees contacted the police, who busted a theft ring specializing in car accessories and recovered a large stock of stolen goods. Double duh. Note to thieves, GPS shows your location. Enter number four. A 21-year-old Texas man arrested for trying to cash a $360 billion check. Ever heard of the phrase, go big or go home? Perhaps it was this kind of thinking that led first-time fraudster Charles Ray Fuller to attempt the overambitious withdrawal at his local bank. His local bank, mind you, where they probably knew his face and his name. Noticing the insane amount of zeros on the check, the teller instantly smelt a rat. When she asked Fuller what the cash was for, he said that he wanted to start a record business. He explained to the suspicious teller that he got the check from his girlfriend's mother, of all people. Well, he was arrested on a forgery charge and released after posting $3,750 bail. Well, words like clueless and totally apply, right? Now we move on to a story about a monkey...